Program. I'm Seth Mila sitting in for Jerry. Let's go back to the phones. Mariah and DePere, thanks for calling in. What can we do for you?
Hi, Seth. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to preface this just a little bit by saying I lived in Texas for 3 years. I actually lived 25 miles from Gainesville, which is where they have your express lane to hell, if you will. And I remember seeing the prison buses go by the area that I worked. So I have seen this up close and personal, including all the protesters and all of the happy stuff that goes along with that. Personally, I think they should be taken out in the manner in which they perpetrated their crime, in my opinion. And my thoughts on who should be executed extend beyond just murderers, but that's beside the point. The point is that once the victim is dead and the person has been convicted, it seems like that all of the outpouring of compassion ends for the person that did nothing to deserve what happened to them, and it seems to be piled on to the person that perpetrated said crime. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, is just wrong. The person that was killed or people that were killed did not deserve to be raped, beaten, shot, stabbed, whatever it happened to be.
I completely agree with you.
But this person got to live for, in many cases, over a decade on the taxpayer's dime. They don't work. They're taken care of by medical staff. They're fed. They're watered. They don't have to work. They don't have to do squat but take their three hots in a cot and avoid getting raped in prison. In a place that they put themselves in by their own actions and own volition. So, no, my sympathy meter is zippo for these people.
Thank you, Mariah. I completely agree with you. You have the choice to commit a crime or not. I've lived 48 years and have not done anything, as far as you know, to get thrown into jail. So there's that. Deborah in Dorchester, thank you very much for calling in. What can we do for you?
Yeah, Seth, one of the last callers talked about Scripture and quoted one of our commandments. And if you go back and check the translation, it doesn't say thou shalt not kill. It says thou shalt not murder. There's a vast difference in the two words. Taking innocent life is murder. Killing and ending a person's life in a punishment is killing. That's different. It's totally different. And I think Scripture lays out the reasons. And in the Old Testament, the punishment, an eye for an eye. You know, you kill someone, the government, the authority he's given, has that right. I mean, we don't, as an individual, just go out and carry out. Certainly have a self-defense. But the whole definition and the way people read the commandment is done erroneously. You know, if it was thou shalt not kill, why don't we then use that also for the abortion issue? You know, those of us that are
pro-life. Wait a minute. You're using common sense and logic, and you're not supposed to do that.
Right. We get people using it both ways.
We do. Deborah, thank you so much for calling into the program. Thank you for listening. We've got about a half hour left. If you have something on your mind that you'd like to share, 888-455-1360. I'm Seth Mila sitting in for Jerry Bader. A lot more coming your way when we come right back.
Hi, Jerry here. Well, you're listening, so that means you know that I'm not here this week. Seth is filling in. Thanks.